The Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's a long-standing American custom in all sorts of legislative and other public meetings to open the meeting with a prayer. This bothers the atheists, so they have initiated many lawsuits to try to get supremacist judges to forbid prayer at public meetings. Last May, there was a decision in favor of prayer in a small town in upstate New York named Greece. The atheists sued the city fathers to stop anyone from voicing a prayer before a public meeting, claiming that any prayer is unconstitutional. The atheists were dismayed when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that reciting a prayer, even a Christian prayer, at the start of a public meeting is not a violation of our Constitution. Now, fast forward to August 2014, and the atheists tried to get a supremacist judge to disregard that Supreme Court decision. They brought their case in Virginia before federal judge Michael Urbanski, who was famous in a previous case that the Ten Commandments should be edited from 10 down to 6 in order to be constitutional for posting. It's not clear whether he thought he was God or Moses. In this new case that challenged opening prayer at a town meeting, Urbanski had to get around the court decision in the Greece case. He wiggled out of compliance with it by ruling that prayer should be banned in the Virginia case because the prayer was spoken by a member of the county board instead of by an invited preacher. And horrors! The chairman asked the audience to stand up for the prayer, thereby allegedly forcing them to participate in the prayer. This is another court case that shows the danger of supremacist judges and the importance of the confirmation power of the U.S. Senate. Ask all those running for the U.S. Senate in the upcoming November election where they stand on the issue of supremacist judges.
Seen one at a time, President Obama's attacks on religion are disturbing. But the book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, reveals a shocking 4 years of government-directed assault on every American who believes in God. No Higher Power by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer is available where quality books are sold. Or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, propaganda, corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 13th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Really enjoyed having Michael join us for the last half hour. And maybe we can take up from there next week. I got a couple of emails interested in his continuation of his awakening. This hour is going to be a little bit of a departure for those that enjoy moving through a lot of different news and information kind of rapidly. This one's going to be a little different. It's going to slow it down. I know I'll receive some email from those that don't like it or whatever, but that's why you've got an off button. I want this to be part of the record, because when I started the broadcast, for those of you in this area that remember back to March of 2008, and I was adamantly opposed to torture. How can a country lead by example and take part in this type of horrific activity, which has been proven does not gain results? Long before they ever started this insanity. They did this because they're sadist. That's why they did this. You remember, let's go back through the memory hole. Remember when all of that came out and they were showing pictures of how they were piling up naked bodies, posing these men in various positions, having dogs bite them while they were naked, hooking electric wires to them while standing on stools. You remember that in the media? What if that had been, you know, if that had been a country like North Korea doing that to anyone, much less America, Iran, any other country doing something like that, oh, the outcry would have been unbelievable. And I'm not saying other countries don't maybe take part in stuff like that. Not at all. But this country that likes to frame itself as the great humanitarian, always ready to start some wars to save the peace, always trying to hold itself up high like it leads by example, and then taking part in this type of travesty. We're going to go down through, this is from RT.com, the 10 most shocking facts found in the CIA torture report. And we're going to have a lot of different information. Some of this is going to be unpleasant to the ear, but you know what? It just sadly happens to be the facts. So everyone should have to hear this to know. It's a real window of insight into what this group of criminals are capable of. Now, no one in America is much worried about it because it was happening to people from Afghanistan or Yemen or Pakistan or wherever. But if they'll do it to them, trust me, they'll do it to you. The so-called torture report released by the Senate this week contains only a fraction of the findings on how the CIA aimed to gather intelligence from detainees through interrogation. Still, it contains more than a few shocking revelations. According to the Senate's committee findings released on Tuesday, the enhanced interrogation techniques, don't you like that, enhanced, so palatable, or EITs used against foreign prisoners within the walls of covert overseas prisons ultimately proved to be largely ineffective. John Brennan, the current director of the CIA, challenged those claims with a lengthy rebuttal on Thursday. Well, of course. Nevertheless, the executive summary made public this week after 4 years of research at a cost of more than $40 million continues to raise serious questions about the CIA's use of torture in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Now, as the CIA, Senate, and seemingly everyone in Washington, D.C. debates the committee's findings, here is a mere sampling of some of the more shocking details described within the document. Gul Rahman, an alleged Afghan militant, was arrested 6 weeks after the 9/11 attacks and brought to the CIA-run prison north of Kabul, known as the Salt Pit or Cobalt. In the report, Rahman's stay wasn't a long one, however, on account of him dying less than a month later from what the Senate committee suspects to have been hypothermia. Sometime that November, a low-level CIA officer, or Cobalt, at Cobalt, ordered that Rahman be stripped naked except for a sweatshirt and shackled to the wall of his cell in a position that required the detainee to rest on the bare concrete floor. According to the Senate committee, so soon after 9/11, though, CIA headquarters had yet to approve any interrogation tactics whatsoever at that time. Rahman's name was kept secret for 7 years after he died, and the bulk of what the world knows about his passing was largely unknown until this past week. The junior officer who insisted Rahman spent the night naked on a cold concrete floor, meanwhile, was recommended to receive a cash award of $2,500 for his consistently superior work. Just 4 months later, the Senate report acknowledges. How about this? Rectal feeding. At least five CIA detainees were subject to rectal rehydration or rectal feeding, the Senate report reads, in order to keep prisoners alive who allegedly otherwise refused to eat. Yet according to the committee's findings, investigators failed to discover any documented medical necessity for doing as much. What the Senate did discover, however, is that the CIA's chief of interrogations at the Cobalt facility characterized the tactic as being among the methods used to exhibit the agent's total control over detainees. Another officer described the technique as being helpful to clear a person's head, and CIA medical staff even called it a means of behavioral control, according to the report. According to another excerpt, Saudi detainee Abda al-Rahman was placed in a forward-facing position with head lower than torso, then rectally fed. Another prison, the report reveals, was given a lunch tray of hummus, pasta, and sauce, nuts, and raisins, which was pureed and anally infused. Wow. This is what our federal government was involved in doing to people that they alleged was involved in 9/11. Now, let's think about that for a second. Anyone that listens to this broadcast, anyone that's done a little bit of homework and has looked into this, and 9/11 is going to turn out to be just like JFK. What I mean is, it's 13 years after the event. Give it another 10, no one will be believing the government's version of that event. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just look into it for yourself. What I infer is that you get a tube up as far as you can, then open the IV wide. No need to squeeze the bag. Let gravity do the work, one officer wrote of the process. When the CIA responded to the Senate panel's inquiries about the practice ahead of the report's publication, the agency called rectal rehydration a well-acknowledged medical technique. At least one detainee, however, was subsequently diagnosed with chronic hemorrhoids and an anal fissure and systematic rectal prolapse after being rectally fed. The CIA also said that doing as much to a detainee was necessary in instances where prisoners became uncooperative. But the Senate panel found that records suggested such was done to inmates regardless of whether they were willing to cooperate or not. Insects, while not exactly a revelation, reports concerning the CIA's use of insects on detainees as a means of torture were unearthed half a decade ago. The executive summary released touches on how interrogators sought to exploit one detainee's severe entomophobia or fear of insects in order to elicit information. We'll continue with this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. We're running down through a report of the 10 most shocking facts found in the CIA torture report, and we are on insects. Details about the CIA's desire to use insects on detainees first surfaced in 2009 when a declassified DOJ memo revealed that the agency wanted to place Zubaydah in a small confinement box with bugs because they thought he appeared to fear insects. Interrogators would then tell him that the insect sting would produce death. Ultimately, however, a 2005 memo noted that the technique was removed from the list of authorized interrogation tactics. Sleep deprivation involved keeping detainees awake for up to 180 hours. Also, I wanted to mention the gentleman, Zubaydah. Today, he still remains in prison 12 years later at Guantanamo Bay, despite having ever been charged with any crime. Sleep deprivation involved keeping detainees awake for up to 180 hours, usually standing in stress positions, at times with their hands shackled above their heads. The Senate report reads in part, at least five detainees experienced disturbing hallucinations during prolonged sleep deprivation, and in at least two of these cases, the CIA nonetheless continued the sleep deprivation. Now, let me ask you, what's going to happen by releasing a report like this? Well, nothing in America. The American people is not going to have any outcry whatsoever. But I bet you the people in other countries that this has happened to some of their family or friends, well, it will incite hatred. Now, we learned 2 weeks ago that through ransom, they're being funded to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. So we're making sure they got the money. Now we're making sure that we keep the hatred going. You got to have all of the ingredients to bake the cake when you're going down through your recipe. In one instance, the CIA subjected a detainee to an ice water bath for 66 hours of standing sleep deprivation, then released him because it was realized that, according to this report, he was not likely the person he was believed to be. How about that? You go grab someone in Afghanistan or what have you. You have him stand 66 hours in an ice water bath to discover he's not even the person that you thought he was. Suppose that would incite any hatred? Another inmate reportedly suffered from disturbing hallucinations after being kept awake for 56 hours, at which point the CIA determined that he did not appear to be involved in current plans or any activities against the United States personnel or facilities. And you know, how many, well, if you believe that the government's version of 9/11 is nothing more than completely a bogus farce, as I do, then by far the majority of these people were innocent victims. That I'll leave up to you, whatever your rendition of belief about 9/11 is. According to the Senate report, alleged 9/11 mastermind, Muhammad, once endured a period of sleep deprivation, most of it in a standing position for 7.5 days, approximately 180 hours, in 2003. Although CIA headquarters did not approve of the use of sleep deprivation on detainees while the so-called black sites were in operation, the report found that often prisoners were forced to stay awake for days past the official allowable amount. When the White House weighed in about the torture tactics in July 2003, according to the report, the CIA began considering sleep deprivation beyond 72 hours as not a standard interrogation technique. To avoid using an enhanced interrogation technique, CIA officers subjected Khalid bin Attash to 70 hours of standing sleep deprivation, 2 hours less than the maximum. The Senate panel found, after allowing him 4 hours of sleep, Bin Attash was subjected to an additional 23 hours of standing sleep deprivation, followed immediately by 20 hours of seated sleep deprivation. Another inmate was kept awake for 46.5 hours, 24 hours, and then 48 hours, with a combined 3 hours of sleep between the sessions, according to the report. Yet another was kept awake for a total of 102 hours continually at one point. This is, be for you, a window of insight into the true nature of this government, of this country. You can go back in history, and I know there's been atrocities committed by all different nations. You don't have to remind me of that. I know this is not something that has never, ever been done before. I'm sure I'll receive those emails. I know that. But what I'm talking about, this is what happened last decade by this country, and they used the justification of 9/11 to justify all of this torture, all of this war, while taking your rights away here at home. Wake up to reality. Quit buying into this illusion that the federal government of the United States wears some white hat and goes around the world trying to set things right and do good. They're torturers. They're baby killers. This is what we've done. I know shedding light on it is ugly. I know a lot of people don't like it. I know those that are into flag etiquette, this offends. This offends me too. I don't get joy out of reading this. It saddens me. It sickens me that the country that I live in is run by sadists like this that would be involved. And nothing came of this. Nothing came of all this torture. They've admitted that. This was sick and cruel, unjustified, plain out torture. If any other country was doing this, oh, they would convene the U.S., the U.N. Security Council. Oh, they would have Madeleine Aldem and a whole host of the rest up there decrying these events. They'll be talking about how inhumane. They would be saying things like war crimes against humanity. But whenever it's the United States of America, there's no accountability. They can do whatever they want to. Yes, the rest of the world is appalled, but who cares? The American people don't. Our Congress and Senate don't. And of course, this report's going to come out, and there's going to be a lot of useless lip service. There's not going to be. Are they going to go and arrest George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest? No. Are they even going to censor them when some useless lip service theatrical event? No. Nothing is going to happen. That's why, you see, they can come out with this. They can admit all of this. And it's like Fast and Furious or Benghazi or any of the rest. Maybe some lowly peon may get hung with it. Maybe, if you're lucky. The ones at the top, there is absolutely no accountability. This right here is a national disgrace. There really should be life in prison and executions over it, treating people this way that they admit they had no evidence, had done anything wrong. But let me tell you what, open up your eyes and look. If these people will do this to people outside the country, and you know what, the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detainment and their willingness now to kill Americans abroad, they're bringing it full circle. They're bringing it full circle. Who is the enemy in the United States today? It's the patriots. It's the so-called patriots that stand for the Second Amendment, stand for the Constitution, and oppose these oppressors. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're going down through the 10 most shocking facts found in the CIA torture report, and it's probably not the 10 most. But anyway, I think it's important for this to be on the record. People listening to this know exactly what is going on here, at least somewhat to the best of our knowledge. And you can make of it what you will. At times, CIA officers evoked the families of detainees in order to try and break them down during interrogations. According to the report, Al-Nashiri, whose rectal feeding was described above, was told, "We will get your mother in here, and we can bring your family in here," CIA records revealed. According to the report, CIA officers implied during one interrogation that Al-Nashiri's mother would be brought to the same prison and raped in front of him. My God. KSM, the alleged 9/11 mastermind, was told the CIA was going to kill his children if any other terror plots occurred. At least three detainees were threatened with harm to their families, the Senate Intelligence Committee found, to include threats to harm the children of a detainee, threats to sexually abuse their mothers, and threats to cut detainees' mothers' throats. With respect to KSM, detention site personnel hung a picture of his sons in his cell as a way to heighten his imagination concerning where they are and who has them and what is in store for them, CIA officials included in their reports. Throughout much of 2003, the committee found CIA officers, including personnel not trained in interrogation, could, at their own discretion, strip a detainee naked, shackle him to in the standing position for up to 72 hours, and douse the detainee repeatedly with cold water without approval of anyone from CIA headquarters. And once one instance cited in the report, CIA officials said of a detainee, as far as we could determine, he had been chained to the wall in a standing position for 17 days. Another detainee told jailers at Guantanamo Bay upon his arrival there from a CIA black site that he had been tortured by agents at Cobalt who forced him to stand naked for 5 days straight. On occasion, detainees long subjected to standing would be relieved when their injuries, often edema, became so significant. In the case of Abu Hazem and Abi Karim, CIA documents revealed the detainees would be seated, secured to a cell wall, with intermittent disruptions of normal sleeping patterns. When they could no longer stand, another detainee experienced swelling in the lower legs, required blood thinners and ace bandages. According to the report, after being forced to stand for 54 hours, after the swelling subsided, he was provided with more blood thinners and returned to the standing position. The Senate Committee's report and subsequent remarks made this week by lawmakers have indicated that no CIA officials have ever been reprimanded or held accountable whatsoever for interrogating detainees with these tactics. CIA officers and contractors were found to have violated CIA policies or performed poorly, were rarely held accountable or removed from their positions of responsibility. A portion of the report reads, CIA managers who were aware of failings and shortcomings in the program but did not intervene or who failed to provide proper leadership and management were also not held to any accountability, reads another excerpt, and on two occasions, accountability recommendations were overruled by senior CIA leadership, including the instance in which Gul Rahman froze to death on the concrete floor. As detailed in the study, there was no accountability for personnel responsible for the extended detention of individuals determined by the CIA to have been completely wrongly detained. To this day, the only CIA official who participated in the torture program believed to have been punished is John Carrico, a former employee currently serving prison time after going public in 2007 about the interrogation tactics. How about that? In truth, this is my punishment for blowing the whistle on the CIA's illegal torture program and for telling the public that torture was official U.S. government policy, he said in a letter last year sent from his Pennsylvania prison. Meanwhile, this week's Senate report revealed that the two psychologists who developed the torture program on behalf of the CIA have since been paid more than $81 million for their contributions and to this day remain eligible for more government-paid legal counsel should they ever be called into court for this role. How about that? Two psychologists that helped assist in this sick torture paid $81 million of your tax money. Man, people, where is the outrage? Am I alone? Am I adrift here once again? Am I the only one that this bothers? Look, I don't want anyone to be tortured. I think that's a tactic that does not work. But for the federal government of the United States of America that likes to grandstand as this great humanitarian always wanting to rush into Syria because two factions are fighting and we've got to be on one side or the other or arm both. At the same time, this giant hypocrite engages in tactics like this. Is there anyone out there that does not understand why these people hate us? Is there anyone out there that does not understand now why the rest of the world so distrusts us? It's right here in black and white. Now listen to this. George W. Bush, the American president who held office during the torture program, defended the interrogations ahead of the report's release this week, calling the CIA officials connected to it patriots. According to George W. Bush, if you take part in nabbing a completely innocent person from a foreign country and subject him to rectal feeding, chaining him to frozen block walls, forcing him to stand for days on end, well, by grannies, you're a patriot. Unbelievable. It is no secret that the CIA employed waterboarding, simulated drowning tactics, to try to get information out of suspected terrorist detainees overseas. With the release of this week's report, however, details are emerging about lengthy interrogation sessions in which prisoners were subjected to the waterboard as often as called in, well beyond what is officially allowed. The waterboarding technique was physically harmful, inducing convulsions and vomiting, the Senate panel found. In the case of Zubaydah, for instance, the terror suspects became completely unresponsive, with bubbles rising through his open, full mouth. When interrogators tried to give the inmate the impression that he was drowning to death, interrogators then relied on medical officials to revive the man, at which point he pled for them to stop. Despite nearly killing the man, the Senate probe found that this event was referenced in emails but was not documented or otherwise noted in the CIA cables. Today he resides at Gitmo. He was waterboarded 2 to 4 times a day, which often resulted in immediate fluid intake and involuntary leg and arm spasms and hysterical pleas. Wow. You know, since they said that waterboarding wasn't torture, wouldn't it be a pleasant experience to see Dick Cheney and George W. Bush experience some of it and see what they had to say? I bet they would come out of that with a whole different mindset. But as long as this country can't lead by example and takes part in this type of obvious criminal activity, we will see the continuation of wars and aggression, hatred worldwide, and that is exactly the result they want, and that's why you will see this continue, unfortunately. Now, there were 7 nations named and shamed in the CIA torture report. The cable that was included in the report warned that Zubaydah's interrogation was approaching the legal limit. However, Jose Rodriguez, then chief of the CIA's counterterrorism center, said such language is not helpful. It was reported that he was waterboarded 83 times and kept in cramped boxes for nearly 300 hours. The Thai government has denied ever allowing the United States to detain or torture terrorism suspects on its soil. But we're going to find out through this information that a lot of what we've been told, of course, is a lie. The United Kingdom, of course, was involved. We'll wrap this up on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
America. Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. I've been spending this hour discussing the torture report coming out this past week. I've not seen any of this really in the mainstream media. And, you know, I've already started receiving some of the emails, one of which I won't call the name, but to summarize, it's that this was all being done to try to make us safe in the light of terrorist attacks. That's the mindset so many people have because they believe the lies of the television. Now, to put that in perspective, while the federal government is going around the world running black secret torture sites practicing rendition, waterboarding people that they then deem completely innocent. To keep you safe, the borders to the country is wide open. Can people not see through a little bit of this? You know, if the federal government of the United States was so all-fired concerned with keeping us safe after the events of September 11, September 12th, they would have secured all of our borders, southern and northern. They didn't do that and haven't done it since. You should be able to at least see through that one. I mean, it would not be too difficult, I don't believe, given the fact of how much mass immigration we've seen over the last decade for supposed terrorists to cross the border. No, that is not the reason of this. This incites hatred. It allows them to spend trillions of dollars, justify the continuation, perpetual war with the invisible enemy that they themselves have said will go on for decades. That's because they're not going to let it do anything but go on for decades. This is their dream come true. The endless war. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You know, I wanted to make mention of how when this ISIS, and I hate even saying the name, but whatever, when they cut off people's heads, that is terrible. I sympathize. I think that is, you know, it's just vulgar. It's senseless. It's terrible. And that's the way the media portrays it. If you talk to anyone in America, they feel the same way and they think it's heinous and just worse. What is the difference between what they are supposedly doing, even though, you know, the videos of it are suspect to be at best? But anyway, whatever. I don't believe, it's hard for me to believe much of anything. Let's just say it's all legit for the sake of argument. How much different is that, them murdering an American citizen or citizen of Great Britain in such a heinous fashion, than what we do, killing women and children with drones and all of the various ways of torture that I just described? But yet we try to hold ourselves up on some sort of moral high ground. Now, the not-so-magnificent seven nations named and shamed in the CIA torture report, the United Kingdom, should be no surprise there. Uzbekistan, 10 years ago, Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, made a claim that the CIA was transporting suspects from Poland to the Central Asian nation to be tortured. However, he was laughed at and branded a liar for his allegations. A decade later now, it has been proved he was completely telling the truth. Italy, though it did not house any detention facilities like its Eastern European neighbors, however, Italy was guilty on transporting suspects for torture in third world countries. One of the most high-profile cases involved Abu Omar from Milan in 2003. The Egyptian cleric had been given asylum in Italy, but a joint operation between the CIA and Rome saw him taken to a U.S. airbase in northern Italy before being flown to Germany and then to Egypt, where he was tortured. In a rare case, those involved in the kidnapping was prosecuted by an Italian court, if you remember that. 22 CIA officers and one U.S. Air Force pilot were convicted in a trial that lasted for 3.5 years, though the Americans charged were never remanded in Italian custody. Convicted in absentia, the Italian court issued a prison sentence of 7 to 9 years to the U.S. nationals. Lithuania was involved. The Baltic state was heavily involved in the U.S. rendition program, which, according to the Senate report, saw Washington pay $1 million in appreciation for establishing the detention center. The prime minister is demanding answers from the U.S. to whether it used the facility for torture. Washington has declined to answer. Poland, according to the U.S. report, housed a facility that was used to interrogate Al-Qaeda suspects between 2002 and 2003. Abuses recorded included sleep deprivation, waterboarding, and mock executions. This was confirmed by former Polish president while he was in office. He admitted to letting U.S. intelligence agencies create a facility on the Polish soil. So, actually, as long as that took me to get through, it's actually just, I just skimmed through the majority of it. I know that was long. I know that maybe bored a lot of you. Maybe a lot of you couldn't care less. You think it's all justified or whatever. But we have seen time and time again what this government is willing to do abroad. It's not so far-fetched to see them do here at home. So if that was tough to digest, or if you considered it a complete waste of this broadcast airtime, I wanted it part of the record that I put into this broadcast for the alternative media that is exactly what happened, at least partially what we know happened. Because if you remember back in 2008, when I first came out and opposed the torture, the phone calls, the emails of the people, because they're so indoctrinated from the lies of the television, that's all they know, probably had never heard a broadcast like this locally, all fanning the flames of "they're keeping us safe, it's justified, it's necessary, the terrorists are everywhere." And now I think when you add 6 years to that and the revelations that's come out in the media, broadcasters, Republic Broadcasting, websites publish the truth, this broadcast, there are many, I'm not going to say masses, but there are many that their perspective has changed and they see through the lies and they completely distrust this government for many, 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 many justifiable reasons. Now, I know that the Republic Broadcasting audience, they're well aware of this. I get your emails. Sometimes you ask why I do the things that I do or why I cover some of the topics that I cover. It's not for you, so to speak. It's for those that hopefully are listening that this is new to or news to, and so that they will start looking into things for themselves. Not that they'll believe everything I say, or not that I'm doing such a great job or any of that. It's so that people will start looking into things and investigate it for themselves. That's the only way. You know, there are those that they want this mass awakening. They won't change now. But people are going to have to make up their own minds to what they believe about what they've been told, what the history is, and what the future holds. And, you know, when you see where technology has taken us and how fast things are changing and how well this society receives the lie, and how passive this society is, that's why my message on this broadcast changed to prepare for what's coming. I don't see anything that's going to turn the ship around, so I should tell you, get out of debt, get self-sufficient, prepare for the worst, arm yourself, hold up the Second Amendment, don't ever let it be taken away, and prepare for what's coming. Because these sadists that did this to them will do it to you if you stand in their way. And if you don't believe that, then you have not come to the realization of what the reality of this situation really is. Going to take your phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in line, don't wait till the last minute. We always have several that don't get on, and I always hate that. Try to keep it brief. Give everybody an opportunity, and let's be kind. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.